You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. You probably heard earlier this week that Joliet is going to begin getting its water from Lake Michigan. A lot of suburbs do that. I didn't know why until I read the story in the Chicago Tribune by Morgan Green earlier. And to help us understand it all is Daniel Abrams. He's a research scientist with the Illinois State Water Survey. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
So explain this for me. We're running out of groundwater?
Yes. So this story, actually, if you think back to the early 1900s, the first wells that were drilled were actually flowing. Water was above land surface. But what's happened through unsustainable withdrawals, which have occurred over 100 years, water levels have dropped by hundreds of feet and reached at-risk levels where wells are at risk of no longer providing water needed for communities.
And so that's why Joliet's bringing the water from the lake. It's not that it's cheaper necessarily, or maybe it is, but it's just that it's getting harder and harder to come by. This is more reliable.
Absolutely. Yes, that's absolutely the reason. The Water Survey has worked closely with Joliet and the region to do these estimates that by 2030, the city of Joliet will need to find an alternative source.
Okay, are you ready to talk and use little words, small words for me so I understand all of this?
Absolutely.
Because you're going to need to. I know the term aquifer, but Daniel, I hadn't thought much about it, and I did think of aquifers as being underground sort of lakes, but that's not the case, right?
It's not. They're almost like underground sponges, which is something that when I was chatting with Morgan at the Chicago Tribune that we had discussed, there's pore spaces within the aquifer, and that aquifer is under a lot of pressure. If you squeeze down on a sponge and get water to come out, That's kind of the same thing you do when you drill a well and pump out. You're relieving pressure from these deep, deep aquifers.
And these aquifers are, by and large, limestone?
These are sandstone aquifers.
Sandstone. Okay, I'm sorry, sandstone. And so,
no problem.
And right, so we're picturing that the sponge, I get that. So if you were to drill into it, then the water would rise up. And as you said, 100 years ago, they were very close to the surface. You just put the drill in and the water would jump out.
Yes, that's correct.
But, I mean, water is not, well, it is a finite substance, but it's always raining here. We seem to be getting more rain than ever. Why is it that these aquifers aren't replenishing themselves?
So above this sandstone aquifer is a layer of shell. And you can think of shell like a lid. So you can think of this aquifer also like a Tupperware container with a sponge in it, and you put a lid on top of it. If you pour water on that, nothing's going to go into your container. So it's the same idea that this shell is a cap of sorts to the aquifer. All this snow that's melting will not be able to replenish that deep sandstone.
Where does that water go then, Daniel?
It will go into the rivers, and some of it will go into the shallow aquifers. So it's important to understand that there's many different types of aquifers. The deep sandstone is only one type, and so there are some other aquifers that will be replenished, but not all of them, including these deep aquifers.
Okay, so far we've got a sponge and we've got a Tupperware lid, so we're hanging out in the kitchen. If you can work garlic press into this, I'll give you $10.
Sure. Well, I mean, a garlic press is kind of those units that are overlying and putting that aquifer under pressure. There is that pressure there that's an important driver, and why this aquifer is actually not a very productive aquifer. But because it's being under pressure and water's being lifted up, that's really helped communities utilize it for over 100 years.
All right, give me your address. I'll send you the check. I'll Venmo you. is it a unique problem to the Chicago area, or is this something that other urban areas are experiencing?
It's not a unique problem. There are not every area has the same problem, of course, but there are areas in some western states, in Colorado, that have a similar situation with deep aquifers. And more, as shallow aquifers become depleted around the globe for different reasons, the deep aquifers are a potential source for communities. But they're going to have the same limited lifetime that this deep sandstone
in
Northeast Illinois has.
I want to go back to the sponge because this aquifer, because of the shale lid on it, it has always been a limited resource for water. It's just a matter that we're taking out so much now, or we were. I think you said the The peak was maybe in the 80s, but it's always been a limited resource, and one day it could run out.
It has, and the Water Survey has been looking at that very question since the 1950s. The Illinois State Water Survey has been doing research and collecting data and watching declines. So it's always been inevitable that an issue would be reached, but on the flip side, the aquifer did provide water for 100 years and cheap water at that for a lot of communities.
But we're lucky. I mean, we're sitting. I mean, I can see Lake Michigan. It's right over my right shoulder here. We've got a lot of fresh water at our disposal. What about those areas that don't? I mean, could areas literally dry up? Are there no other solutions?
So you're absolutely correct that with Lake Michigan and with Northeast Illinois, there's a source of water that certainly there are some limitations on that, but there's a source of water available to prevent that. In other areas throughout the globe, when they have to start looking deep, that is really a last resort if that shallow aquifer is not available and if they're not able to import water, which in Illinois we're lucky that we can do that. And stretch that over large areas for a cost, of course. It's something, though, that certainly needs to be understood. And I think Illinois is a good model moving forward for other areas of the globe to look at that have to look at pumping deep as a bit of a cautionary tale.
So look at Illinois as a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a limited, finite resource that's being withdrawn.
And even when we go deep, the water that comes out has more things in it that need to be filtered out to make it safe, correct?
It does. So the water in the deep sandstone in Northeast Illinois has some radium issues and barium issues, and all of that needs treated, but that's done.
Yeah, that can be done.
But that's costly to do treatment.
Daniel Abrams, a research scientist with the Illinois State Water Survey. Listen, Daniel, I didn't expect to get a lesson in aquifers when I woke up this morning, but I'm sure glad I did because I did not understand them, and you helped us understand them a little more clearly. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Always happy to talk groundwater.
Well, who isn't really, Daniel? I mean, who isn't? It's cocktail parties coming up tonight, right? We're all going to talk groundwater.
I hope so. I hope so. It's important.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.